Hi there. My name is Rory Clark, and I am the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons will introduce you to God and will make you aware of some of his attributes. To help you remember the Lord's attributes, we'll use an encoding device called the Creator Clock to help you remember all the unique and special things there are to remember about the Creator. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator Clock? It is 8 o'clock. God is immutable. God is immutable. Now, if you're old enough, you remember a song from the Young Rascals. And if you're not old enough, you can YouTube it. But the song starts this way. How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you? In human love relationships, especially as they begin, we're never really sure. Does the other person like me? Does the other person love me or not? How can I be sure? The reason we're so unsure in human relationships is because people change their minds quite often. The Bible describes the way human beings handle life this way. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. It says, as a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. Human beings are described in the Bible as those who are easily swayed, easily deceived, easily confused, and human beings are compared to infants who can be easily influenced. Yet the Bible encourages us not to be like children at all, not to be easily tossed from here to there. People change when they have doubts. James chapter 1, verse 6 says, the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, which is driven and tossed by the wind. The Greek philosopher Heraclitus put it this way, the only constant is change. Now, this may be true. In fact, I'm sure it's pretty true in the human realm. Yet I have found that there's no faster way to paralyze human beings than to ask them to change. The resistance to change by most people is almost psychotic. It would seem that human beings like it most when nothing changes. Well, if that's true, then everyone should like our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, a lot. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 says, I, the Lord, do not change. The Lord is immutable. He does not change. So if you like no change, then you'll like the Lord. What does it mean to be immutable? Immutability is the quality of not being subject to or susceptible to change. The Lord Jesus Christ does not change. What is change? Change happens when something that used to be one way is now another way. But that's not how it is with God. James chapter 1, verse 17 says this, every good thing given, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from God the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. God never changes. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 said, the Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Immutable. 1 Samuel 15, 29 says, also the glory of Israel will not lie or change his mind. The glory of Israel is the Lord. For the Lord is not a man that he should change his mind. Men change their mind, the Lord does not. When someone or something is perfect, there's no need for it to change. God is perfect. God doesn't need to change anything about himself, especially not his mind. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says this, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. God doesn't change his mind, his will, or his nature. God is predictable. There's an idiomatic term that many of us use as children. It's the term Indian giver. And we call someone an Indian giver when they give us a gift and then they take it back. It's really, that term is a distortion of the Native American custom that when Native Americans gave a gift, they expected a gift in return. That was the custom. God is not like that. God is not an Indian giver. When God does a thing, he never changes it, and he expects nothing in return. Romans chapter 11, verse 29 says, the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Irrevocable. They don't change. Not ever. They will never be taken back. The fact that God does not change means that we can count on God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Our days have part light and part dark. Our God is all light, and in him there is no darkness at all. We can always count on God to be a source of light, and we can count on God's word. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 say this, know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own private interpretation, and no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will. But men, carried along by the direction of God the Holy Spirit, spoke directly from the exact thinking of the God, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another way to describe God's immutability. So let's close this lesson with a song from June Murphy that describes God's immutability another way. The song, God is Faithful.
By grace alone, by faith alone in Christ, we could never save ourselves. Jesus paid the price. No matter what today may bring, no matter what may come, we know God is always there. He's a faithful one. God is faithful no matter what we do. God never turns away. So don't feel sorry for yourself when failing to obey. Even when we say one thing, do something else instead. God is always faithful. He won't turn his head. God is faithful no matter what.
Unchanging nature of God gives us peace. God's character won't change. We can trust him to be who he says he is. God is not going to suddenly stop loving us. God is not going to suddenly stop being fair to us. In a world where the only constant is change, God remains unchanged. We can rely on him to be our solid foundation. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 8 o'clock. God is immutable. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons a week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark. Thank you.